Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast. A podcast that is almost as creepy as the Factory of Fear. The Factory of Fear is the Quad City's longest running and largest indoor haunted attraction. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, September 28th through Halloween. Do you have what it takes to make it for the Quad City's most horrifying haunt? Tickets are available at factoryoffear.com. General admission tickets are $15. VIP tickets just $20. It's the best deal in town. The Factory of Fear offers the most haunted bang for your buck. Factory of Fear, Fridays and Saturdays, 7 to midnight. Sundays, 7 to 10. Factory of Fear, a hauntedillinois.com voter's choice top 10 haunted house in 2017 with new twisted characters and a 100% rebuild for 2018. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline and online at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, where fear is made. Now, here's today's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. Enter if you dare.
Hello there!
Well, hey, good evening, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon. Whenever you're listening to the show, we're thrilled that you're on board. Thanks for listening to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Hey, Darren.
Oh, those Chicago Bears, they make me so mad.
Yeah, yeah.
For crying out loud, what's going on out there?
I'm happy to report that I missed much of the second half and all of the overtime because I was at a soccer game. But apparently, I got a text from my brother Joe that says, "You cannot fumble the snap on a game-winning field goal in the National Football League, Doug."
Is that what they did?
I don't know.
I missed that part.
I don't know if that happened
or not.
No, he
just missed the kick.
Oh, is that what happened? There wasn't a bad snap or anything?
But how do you throw an interception?
Why do you even ponder it?
How do you throw an interception in the end zone, I think, now I could be wrong,
yeah,
on first down? First down, you're throwing into double coverage? On first down, maybe it was second down, but you had a down to work with.
Hang on a second. A little bit of Last Revolution and Joe Lavora joint. I missed that. I did see Howard fumble the ball on the goal line. That was fun.
Yeah, but turnabout's fair play. The Dolphins did the same thing.
Oh, duh. Did they?
So, yeah, that was an aggravating one. Otherwise, a relatively decent a decent cover five weekend.
Was it for you? Because I did not have a good experience. I was...
Fuck, crying out loud. Holy man. What do you call that?
Yeah, I don't know what to call that when that happens.
Yeah, that Sunday ruined the whole season.
No, it didn't. Well, here's the thing.
It kind of did.
Here's the thing. They get done with that game, and I'm like, all right, well, on to next week. Oh, it's the New England Patriots. Oh, for crying out loud.
What's the matter with you guys?
All right. Yeah, so it was fun while it lasted.
Which was one week, against Tampa.
That Tampa game was so much fun, though.
Let's just watch that one again.
All right, let's take a look at the cover five and give kudos to our top five in the cover five. At number five, fifth place, Andalusia Mike. Andalusia Mike, the person who gave us the idea for...
The legend returns.
It was Andalusia Mike, his idea for Stewie and Sir Paul McCartney to host the best of.
Always has been very critical of the show for years.
Yeah, always takes shots. Mac Attack falling to fourth place. PPG is in third place.
Of course he is.
Chris Jacobs is in second. And Tommy B, alone in first place.
If you're to believe the polls, he is on the rise.
I finished the weekend.
You can't have anything nice.
I'm now in 62nd place at negative 25 for the year.
What's been 25. Your strategy so far?
What you mean, like what's different this year as opposed to the previous years?
I'm just wondering if you have any sort of strategy this year.
The strategy is... I think too much about my picks. I need to just go bing, 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 bing.
Yes.
Instead of going,
analysis.
Let's see, that game's at Foxborough, but Mahomes, I don't know, is he going
to... I don't know if he's ever been to New England.
I don't know if he even knows that it's not actual England. I don't know. Did you see our girl Tara Reid's in trouble again?
I have not.
Got booted off a plane. Why couldn't Darren have been on this flight? Tara Reid and her little dog got kicked off a Delta flight. She was booted from a flight on Monday, flew into a rage because she was told she'd have a window seat, and they put her on the aisle. She was cramped by the reclining seat in front of her. Also, she was told there'd be a pillow on the plane, and they did not provide a pillow. So I guess she was making enough of a stink on this flight from L.A. to New York City the pilot said, "You, off my plane."
She's not capable of flying first class anymore?
No, it's Tara Reid.
Yes.
And it's 2018. And you asked the question that I wanted to get to. What was the year where Tara Reid was told,
back to coach,
you don't get to go to first class anymore? When do you think that happened?
Shortly after the release of the first American Pie.
No, she was kind of a big deal for a little bit after American Pie 2,
then.
Tara Reid and her small dog were removed. The plane had left its gate and had to go back because they needed to kick Tara Reid off the plane.
Oh, no, the dog can stay.
Nobody has a problem with
Tinkerbell.
Tara Reid's little dog is fantastic.
Right. Very well behaved.
Can I say this? You, sir, have been a champ.
Uh-huh. The whole way.
It's your bitch that we need to deal with.
Yeah, the little dog was rolling its eyes. She's just a nightmare, isn't she?
See how she's like at home.
But what can you do?
Imagine this, everybody. This is how she acts on an airplane in front of strangers. Do you know what it's like at Chateau Reid?
I've got a team of lawyers working on this right now, but what can I do? She has my papers.
Round the clock. You can believe that. Round the clock.
Boy, this one here likes to drink and then talk to herself in the mirror for hours.
All right, at what point, because I think there was a time when we were all younger, that a drunken Tara Reid would have been fantastic. But now, I think it would just be sad, right? Or could you still entertain an afternoon with a drunken Tara Reid? How much into partying with, like, let's say we were still doing our Hotel Moline jag, having afternoon drinks, you know, like we used to back in the day. And I said, hey, is it cool if Tara Reid comes over? How long would it take drinking with Tara Reid for you to be like, we got to get Tara Reid out of here? This is a situation I don't like anymore.
I would allow it knowing that eventuality would come.
But
I'd still allow it. Knowing that it's a bad idea and knowing that it's going to be a bad result, I would still sign off on it.
Hey, Dave, can I show you something here on the porch? Yeah, Tara, let's go look. No, Dave, I just want to show you. You got to get Tara Reid out of the house. She's bringing down the whole mood.
I don't even own this house. This was my grandparents' house.
How old is Tara Reid? She's like my age, right?
Yes.
Gosh, I guess I forgot she was in Big Lebowski, that show that you all enjoy so well. Oh, she's younger. She's 42. Okay. She certainly looks older than I do, but I take better care of myself. I know when to say when.
Well, she's decided she's had more elective surgery than you.
You think she's had some? Yeah, it looks like she has had a little bit of work.
Well, she had the botched boob job,
did
right?
Did she really? I'm disappointed to hear that. Did she?
I think that was a thing.
She had a botched?
I think she's a botched.
Was she on the show botched? Like, to get it done for free? Is that why they do that? I'm looking at her page here. I don't see anything about how about this? Plastic surgery went wrong.
I don't forget these sort of things.
She had liposculpting. What's liposculpting? Is that,
opposed to just the sucking, they sculpt.
So they, like, chisel you? Is that a thing? That was in October 2006.
Yeah, and the results.
Darren, that's 12 years ago.
When she was 30.
Her breasts were uneven, and she wanted a six-pack for a new movie role. Well, honey, do what I do. Get out of bed and do the setups. You want to get a six-pack? Yeah.
Do what Herschel Walker and I do. 1,000 crunches a day.
So liposculpting is when they suck the fat out in it like a pattern, so it looks like you have muscles. Well, that's ridiculous. He also gave her the plastic surgeon, Dr. Steven Svahalek, gave her a procedure called a donut mastoplexy to correct her original augmentation. Oh, that's disappointing when that happens. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, because if we're not going to have Tara Reid take her shirt off, then why are we having her over?
I guess for a while she was dating an Israeli musician from the band Infected Mushroom.
Hey, take a look at this. Does my mushroom look infected?
I don't know that doesn't sound right.
That doesn't sound like you're really shooting for the stars there, right? Because I suppose anyone would think, oh, it's very cool. I'm dating a rock star.
Uh-huh.
Are you really?
Well, he's an Israeli rock star from the band Infected Mushroom.
Okay, well, that's not necessarily a rock star.
No, I've never heard of them until just now. Now, that doesn't mean, I mean, I'm not as into the music as I used to be, but is Infected Mushroom a thing that people are into?
It sounds like a Sum 41 album.
I guess Sum 41. Yeah, they had an album called Does This Look Infected? Good for you, Darren. I had forgotten about Sum 41. Infected Mushroom? All right, I must know more about this Israeli band Infected Mushroom. They were a musical duo.
It's either an Israeli, rock band, or it's a pizzeria.
Nobody's eating at the Infected Mushroom.
You shouldn't.
You know, when you get sick, here's the thing: you were warned.
Although I'm not necessarily comfortable eating anywhere in Israel.
All right, Chip says that they've been around forever.
Like you would know, Chip.
Chip somehow
has been around forever.
Apparently,
he's just throwing that out there.
He says that they remake classic rock songs. Mm. Is that what they do? I have to hear some Infected Mushroom. I'm sorry. I know the show is taking
a
weird turn here.
Chip is that big a Tara Reid fan that he knows the ins and outs of Infected Mushroom.
Here's a little something from their album. Oh gosh, this can't be right. Demons of Pain. I guess this is one of their big hits. The kids at Infected Mushroom. The Tara Reid dated one of these guys. I guess they're a duo, and they were big. Are they still big? I almost wonder if Tara Reid somehow means you're not cool anymore, like Winona Ryder used to be. Well, this is terrible. Now, see,
listen,
this isn't rock and roll.
I take back all my criticisms.
You know what this is, Darren?
This is...
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line.
We apologize. That was an additional Joe Lavora track.
No.
We still have the Joe Lavora album playing. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
That's Infected Mushroom.
Joe Lavora, a.k.a. Infected Mushroom.
Also known as...
Yeah.
Okay, this is from the album Vicious Delicious. Change the Formality. This is borderline better than Angel Patrol or whatever the hell Corey Feldman's stuff is called. What is that? Truth Movement. What did I call it?
Angel Project?
So Tara Reid is at the show like, that's my boyfriend out there! That's my boyfriend up there, music for you guys. I'm tearing my... I had a botched boob job with that guy. Doesn't mind my botched boob is so bad. Yeah, it's my boyfriend on the stage.
That's the liquor talking.
Where's my pillow? Son of a pillow.
Some of you can't be satisfied with a refreshing light beer.
I know a lot of you have problems with my impressions, my celebrity impressions, and I don't claim that that's really one of my strong suits. But I feel like that Tara Reid might be the best celebrity impression I've ever done. Like, can I take a moment just to enjoy how amazing my Tara Reid impression is?
I'd say it's in the top 85% anyway.
That's all I'm asking. I've got five things to talk about
here. We should probably do that.
The top five things, is that cool?
The Dave and Darren Top Five Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a brand new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport, 2115 East 12th Street. Another great reason to visit Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry is their Dress for Success Quad Cities clothing drive that's going on. You can enter to win a pair of 1/3 carat total weight diamond stud earrings with each applicable donation during the month of October. Excuse me. Yep. Well, I had that right in the first place. During the month of October, bring in a gently worn women's work attire to Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, helping empower and promote the upward movement of women in the in our community. So again, each time that you do that, you're going to be entered to win a pair of 1/3 carat total weight diamond stud earrings with each donation at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, where their bridal sale is going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350. And their selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in, experience their impeccable customer service. They are open Tuesday through Friday from 10 till 5:30 and Saturday from 10 till 3. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. And when you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. And with the purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the text line 470-23-NACHO. And the podcast is originating, as it always does, from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad Cities' very best cheesesteak, but so much more, including their Grand Slam Club, homemade turkey, cranberry sauce, ham, lettuce, mayo, on your choice of sliced or wheat bread. Absolutely delicious at Capriotti's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle when you're there. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Here's the thing about Tara Reid before we move on. I just want to say this about her. We're all very fond of her. Very free-spirited.
Number one.
Number one.
Single-handedly brought down the Sharknado franchise.
They didn't. They've done the last one, right? The last one, I think they said was
the
last one.
Did the last one take place on a plane?
I think they
time. A shark swallowed a plane?
No, I think they time traveled.
Oh, they time traveled.
Yeah, I think it was
even better.
I think it was called like Sharknado. It's about time, like, because we're done with this series of movies. Having said that, they can't possibly be done. They will be bringing back the Sharknado movies. Right? Because that was an income stream for all those people. How is Ian Ziering going to make any money now?
No, he's crying into a pillow when they stop that.
At least he gets a pillow. Tara Reid couldn't even get that.
It's true.
Number one of the top five things, NASA announcing a plan
He seems like the sort of guy that would take pillows from a plane. And if you go to Ian Ziering's house, you go into the bedroom, they're all just tiny pillows that are on his bed because he's taking them from the plane.
Those aren't pillows. Can I
and
tell
you're
gonna, you?
And you're going to come down on me for taking the roll of toilet paper from a hotel room?
I'm going to show you something here because I have an admission to make.
You did the same thing the other. Yeah. You were recently at a hotel and you got yourself some premium TP that you paid for.
I did it, Darren.
Yeah, you darn.
I'm part of the club now.
You darn right you did it. Look at that. That's a beauty. That's a beauty.
We're staying at this hotel in Chicago for a wedding. I see they got this Envision. Now, this is a Georgia Pacific brand, okay?
Yeah.
This is the 2-ply white bath tissue. This has got the Green Seal certification and everything.
Which you paid for.
And they've got it wrapped up there. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, well, I guess. I'm looking at it, and I have a moment of truth. And it's just me.
Darren was right.
It's just me. It's just me looking at myself in the bathroom mirror. And on the one shoulder was a little Darren picture with horns and a pitchfork. And he said to me, he said,
"Do it.
You know you want to take that toilet paper. You paid for it."
And then on the other shoulder is another little devil of me going, that other devil's right. Do it. You paid for it.
So I had two. There I am in the bathroom with two demonic little tiny little Darren pictures. They were just like you were that one Halloween when you went as the deviled ham devil.
And you know you like Steely Dan.
Well, that was another talk for another time. But I'm like, you know what? Darren's got a point. And you see, this way, this bathroom, because this is wrapped in the Envision brand, again, a Georgia Pacific 2-ply product. This is you know, not for nothing. I thought, this way, when we're about to run out of toilet paper, this is like the emergency reserve toilet paper.
Sure, as opposed to, oh my God, we've got to run to the store.
Right.
No, we don't.
No.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. You know why? Because I finally, after 20 years, have listened to Darren, and I took the toilet paper with me, because you know what, by God? paid for that toilet paper.
You certainly
and if you
did.
Think I'm not taking these little soaps, you're crazy. Because sometimes
it's the only soap that Ian Ziering has at his house.
I took from the Ian Ziering collection.
And if you don't think Ian Ziering's got a bunch of that in his bathroom, you're crazy.
So yeah, I finally, after 20 years, because I used to look down my nose at you and say,
I know you did.
What do you think? That's kind of cheap. That's super cheap, Darren. And now I'm thinking, you know what? It's not cheap to take
like,
something that like, you've paid for.
Didn't we play a round of like cheap or creep? Is Darren cheap or a creep? Which one is it?
I think both things can be true. That's, I don't know whether they're mutually exclusive.
They are not.
NASA has plans to visit our nearest neighbor in space, the planet that's closest to us, and that is?
What's that?
What planet is the closest to us?
It's not Pluto.
No, that's not even a planet, technically. Although there's argument that it is.
Mercury.
No, Mercury's the closest to the sun, friend.
That's right.
Yes.
Saturn. Mars.
The answer is Venus.
Pluto, Venus.
Oh, Venus! Yeah, NASA with plans to not only visit Venus. I don't know why I thought Mars was closer to us than Venus.
Venus is my favorite.
Out of all the planets?
Yes.
Why is that? Because of the McCartney record? Venus
Mars
and Mars?
Mars is mentioned in that as well.
Yeah, but Venus is first.
That's true. I don't know. I just think Venus gets overlooked.
What album is Freedom on? Paul McCartney's Freedom.
It got attached.
Talk about freedom.
Got attached to Driving Rain.
It's bad.
Not as strong as that.
No. And you know, I've had a chance to listen to Egypt Station some more.
Uh-huh.
I like it less with each listening.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't. It's that "Come On To Me, Come On To You" is such a bad song.
Mm.
It might be the worst thing he's ever written. And that guy wrote, well,
Bip Bop.
That's pretty bad. Yeah, I don't love that record.
Mm.
I love it from the fact that that's a guy my dad's age that is putting out records, so that's kind of cool.
It's better than anything Ian Ziering ever put out.
Okay, but that's a pretty low bar. NASA is going
Although, from what I understand,
yes,
back in the day, this was one of those things that Denny Lane would say, who was a member of Wings.
Until Paul like fired him, but Paul, when he fires you, he doesn't really fire you, he just makes things bad so that you'll leave.
It makes things miserable.
Right. Didn't Denny Lane tell you that?
No, that was Steve Holly who told me that.
Okay. Denny Lane told you this.
But back in the day, Denny Lane mentioned that when it came to like hotels, that Paul and Linda took stuff from the hotels. they would take the ashtrays and stuff.
See?
Back in the day. It's like, no, I... Take the ashtrays, take the toilet paper, everybody does it. It doesn't matter what socioeconomic strata you come from.
Right.
When you get in a hotel room, you want that stuff.
Well, it's just, I was packing up a bag to take to my house.
Right.
And I thought...
You finally cracked. It's
cracked. It's not like we only use toilet paper when we stay at hotels.
That's my thinking.
You know, now I'm not going to take...
It's not the only time I void my bowels is when I get to a hotel
room.
Can
you imagine if that was the only time?
Oh, my God. In between.
How thankless would the job of being a hotel housekeeper be then? If that's what everybody had, you could only defecate in a hotel. No thanks. Only the lonely.
People would be using hotels a lot more.
Well, there is that. NASA announcing a plan to build a cloud city in Venus. It would take 110 days.
Is that a franchise? What is that?
Cloud City.
Is that a record store? Is that, man.
Going to Cloud City to pick up the new.
Is that a mattress store?
Yeah, they're taking over for Mattress Firm. Who knew that opening up 100 locations for something people buy once every 12 years was a bad idea? There are 100 locations of that thing in Davenport.
They came out of nowhere and then basically went broke within no time at all.
And the theory has always been that Mattress Firm that announced that they're going bankrupt. And I mean, they have one on Elmore, and then they have one at 53rd and Elmore, and then there's another one like you can see Mattress Firms from other Mattress Firms.
They wave to each other.
The thing is, a lot of people have suggested this. It had to have been a front for something notorious, right? Like some sort of...
You mean like the band The Firm?
Yeah, perhaps.
Hello, I'm Paul Rogers. What do I have to do to get you into a bed today?
Hello, I'm Paul Rogers. You might remember me from Free and Bad Company. What's your sleep number?
Because I'm radioactive.
NASA working on a conceptual manned mission to Venus named the High Altitude Venus Operational Concept, or HAVOC.
Now, this is part of the Space Force?
No, this is space exploration, not Space Force.
The Space Jam?
Get this. Even though Mercury is much closer to the sun than Venus, it's actually hotter on Venus than it gets on Mercury.
You don't have to tell me that. I'm not a baby. I know that. Why wouldn't I know that?
It gets hotter on the surface of Venus than the melting point of most metals.
Yeah, I know that. I'm not a baby.
And they say lead falls out of the sky like snow. But they want, so that's why they want to build a city in the clouds. We can't handle the ground in Venus, but the clouds might be just fine.
Watch your step, though.
Well, that first one's a Lulu.
Number two.
More classic rock talk, if you'll have it. Fleetwood Mac responding now to Lindsey Buckingham's lawsuit. This is a damn shame, because he was in the band, and then he left the band, and then he's back in the band, and then he wanted a couple weeks off, and they're like, no. In fact, not only are you not getting a couple weeks off, we're just going to replace
you. You know what's driving Lindsey Buckingham crazy, and has driven him crazy for years?
What's that?
I mean, he had the song Go Insane.
Yes.
Is the fact that he can still remember what it was like to be with, like, a 17- or 18-year-old Stevie Nicks.
That would drive anyone crazy.
You're scarred. You're done.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a lot to take.
It's just it's a lot to let go of.
Yeah, yeah. Lindsey Buckingham filed
even if now she's like Lindsey. I wrote a new song, Lindsey.
Lindsey, I'm a witch. Lindsey, what do you think of that?
Get it? I'm a witch, Lindsey.
He still, even though that sort of thing goes on, and again drives him, he goes insane. He's in trouble. Even that, wait, even
are all of his songs just thinking back on nailing a 17-year-old Stevie
Nicks?
Yes,
Hicks? That's what torments him to this very day. Is I remember what she looked like naked when she was 18.
Stevie, I tell you right now, baby, I can't stop thinking about yesterday.
Well, don't stop thinking about tomorrow.
I'm gonna write that down. All of the songs Lindsey Buckingham has ever written are about nailing a super hot young Stevie Nicks.
Never going back again.
Oh, Lindsey! My soup's too hot! Tusk!
My soup's too hot. That's what she sounds like now.
Yes.
Just always complaining.
Just complaining about...
Get me more scarves, I'm cold!
Jesus Christ, Stevie. We've got the thermostat to 78.
Who took my veil?
It's 80 degrees in here.
God damn it, Stevie Nicks.
I just can't.
How'd you get so old?
But then I take my wallet out and I take a look at that picture of us when she was 18 and I was 20.
Yeah.
And I just can't. I just can't let it go.
Well, there's that album that Lindsey, the Buckingham and Nicks, where they're both like topless.
I know, naked, yeah.
And yeah. And I say this with a staunch record of heterosexuality. Lindsey Buckingham's nothing to sneeze at. I bet the two of them were a good time.
He just can't get it out of his head.
You couldn't get it out of your head.
It haunts him.
Lindsey filed a lawsuit against Fleetwood Mac after he got fired from the band earlier this year. Papers filed at the Los Angeles Superior Court claimed that the vocalist and guitarist lost $14 million after he was fired due to a scheduling conflict. Now they're saying, Fleetwood Mac saying, bring it on. He told Rolling Stone last week. He says, quote, last January, Fleetwood Mac made the decision to continue to tour without me. I remain deeply surprised and saddened as this decision ends the beautiful 43-year legacy we built together. Over the past 8 months, Fleetwood Mac says, our attempts to come to agreement have proved elusive. Oh, that's what he says. He says, I'm looking forward to closure and will always remain proud of what we created and what that legacy represents. So,
and if I can time travel, I want to go back and nail 18-year-old Stevie Nicks.
Can you imagine?
Ow!
She doesn't sound like that then. Probably a little bit, though.
No, but back then it was charming.
It was kind of hot.
Yeah, it was kind of hot that she had this tiny little...
You get this hot...
With a little graphite. Right. But now it's just fingernails on a chalkboard.
Can I do a quick moment for you before you get to the commercial break? This is a little scene I'm working on. It's called...
Tron.
It's called... Tara Reid goes to a Stevie Nicks show.
Thank you all for coming out. I'm going to do Rhiannon. Do Rhiannon. I love Rhiannon. My boyfriend's in a bag of infected mushroom. Oh, I love infected mushroom. I love the kids from Israel. They're great.
All right. We'll be back.
Lindsay, pick up my heart. Stop dragging my heart around.
Well, she didn't write that. Tom Petty wrote that.
Sega. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
Pick that up off the ground. Stop dragging my heart around.
Give me another scarf. I'm freezing to death, goddammit.
The East Moline Coffee Company, located at 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Fall is here. Enjoy one of their delicious autumn drinks, including a chai tai latte or a pumpkin cheesecake latte, a combination of pumpkin spice, creme brulee, and white chocolate. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot ice and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons. We love you all very much on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the text line 470-23 Nacho, and the podcast is originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast. Turn your favorite Capriotti sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink, and don't forget Capriotti's gift cards. They're the perfect gift because everybody loves Capriotti. They're open 7 days a week. Taste the Capriotti's difference, the fresh cut deli meats and cheeses. Like them on Facebook, mention Nacho Radio, and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
I'm going to the text line here because we do have, don't let me forget, we've got some texts to read before we get done with here. But I wanted to run this one past you. Our classic Dave and Darren double date scenario, all right?
Mm, yes.
The year is 1975.
Uh-huh.
All right? We're going out on a double date.
Mm-hmm.
Stevie Nicks and Deborah Harry. Who gets who? Which one are you? Is your date and which one is my date? Deborah Harry, Stevie Nicks, it's 1975.
I tell you what, you pick and I'll be fine. I'll be fine. You pick and I'll be fine.
Well, I'm going for Debbie Harry then.
Okay, fine.
That's why this partnership works.
Do you know
it's called compromise, people. And if you're having trouble in your relationship, listen to this podcast and see how two human beings give and take. That's the secret to this marriage.
Yeah, either way. Either way, I'm good.
Three.
Also, when we go out on double dates with fabulous imaginary babes.
In our imaginary convertible.
Cool. Well, yeah, it's always a convertible. If you're going to go out on a double date in your mind, it needs to be in a convertible.
Yes.
Oh, another babe in the news. And this one, I know I've said this before. Top two or three most attractive people I've ever seen in real life. Did not
Rob Blagojevich.
No.
Number one.
No. The
My God, you're gorgeous. My God, you're stunning.
No, Ann Curry.
Oh, good Ann
morning,
Curry.
Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
Ann Curry,
why don't they
so
bring
much
her
hotter,
back?
So much hotter in person than she was on television. And she's plenty good looking on TV.
Yeah.
But in person, just stunning. Anyway, they are bringing her back.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. She's agreed to do a show for Turner Television that will be...
Okay, so the Today Show's not bringing her back.
No. They've got Hoda and Buck Teeth. What's her name?
Oh, you mean Hook Nose?
Banana.
But
Savannah. Savannah Guthrie.
We're just awful.
I know we're a couple of catty bitches, aren't we? Just taking shots at. Really, this is almost like a too misogynist, just taking shots at women's appearance
all
show.
PPG.
Seriously, what are we, Crazy Ray in the morning with all these sexist comments? I don't care for it. By the way, I do still have this show on my TiVo. I was going through my TiVo cleaning things up. I still have the Crazy Ray show where his entire life comes to an end. I will never delete it.
When's the last time you watched it?
It's been a while, but it's there for when I need it.
Yeah, I get
you know
it.
What I mean? I've been in such a good place lately, I haven't needed to watch Crazy Ray's entire career collapse on national TV. I'm a racist, sexist jerk, man!
You're a what?
We're done doing anything with you, and I want to expose you on television. And his partner leaves him. Oh, it's the best. Ann Curry will be agreeing a show on Turner that describes people with mysterious medical ailments in the hope of reaching doctors or patients who have seen something similar and gotten help. So the idea
is called the Infected Mushroom.
Infected Mushroom with your host.
Ann Curry. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Take
good
a look.
Morning, good this, morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
Does this look infected?
So you're going to go on this show with Ann Curry.
Please, someone tell me that you've seen this.
So look at this. What does this look like to you? And then Ann Curry goes, you know, all the doctors on our show, nobody knows what the hell your problem is. So we're hoping you at home also have a weirdo problem like this. And then you can be buddies with this person who's got pus coming out of their part
that
there.
That sounds awful. That sounds just...
The show is going to be called MD Live. It'll be on TNT sometime in 2018. There'll be 10.
Well, they're running out of time.
There'll be 10 episodes, each of them 2 hours long.
Well, if you're going to do that, you need to start those episodes now. We don't have 10 weeks left, do we?
What do you mean?
I guess we have 10 weeks left in the year.
Yeah, well, it'll be sometime next year.
I
10
you
episodes.
Said 2018.
Or 29. I'm sorry, okay. 2019. It'll be next year.
Oh, all right.
It says next year, and I screwed up. It'll be next year. So, yeah. Yeah, you're right. There aren't a lot of weeks left. There'll be two-hour shows called MD Live with your host, Ann Curry. Again, just sick people who understand the premise now. Regular it's doctors like have no idea what's wrong with these people.
They've already went and looked for help.
Right. I just got ooze coming out my feet like this. And...
Do you ever have ooze just coming out of your belly button?
I don't know. No. Get that looked at.
No.
Good morning, good morning. In the news this morning, our next guest is a 70-year-old musician. Now, what is your problem?
I can't get warm! Give me another scarf, goddammit, Lindsay!
Always. Does anyone else have this problem? Call us at MD Live.
Who's going to blow the cocaine up my rear
end? Okay, all right. Now, that was the rumor about her.
Yes. Although that was an 80s thing.
But I had heard it wasn't the rear end.
Oh.
I had heard it was...
Oh, elsewhere, huh?
Yeah. That's the version I heard. And I heard it took place at the Park West in Chicago.
Yes.
Did you hear that part, too?
I think so, yes. Well, it was because...
Because
she could no longer take the cocaine through her nose.
Right. We just put it on your gums, then, don't you?
I guess.
I don't know how that works. Or just...
In your ears, just, if you
just,
want to.
Just smoke it. How about that? Just smoke the cocaine. That's something you could do too, Stevie Nicks.
No one suggested that?
I can't
that.
Smoke cocaine. It's bad for my voice.
Apologies, Belladonna. Number four on the top five.
Nice suggestion. Back in the soup, wisecracker.
Remember Tom and Jerry?
Yes.
They're bringing back Tom and Jerry. Tom and Jerry movie is in development. The director...
A movie.
And a live-action movie at that.
So who's going to be who?
Well, now, it's not like they're going to have, like...
Like the guy from Will and Grace. He could be...
Just Jack?
Just Jack.
Sean Hayes?
Sean Hayes.
Would he be Tom or Jerry?
Which one's which?
Jerry's the mouse.
Jerry, then he'd be Jerry.
I don't think you cast human beings in the role.
I thought that's what you just said.
No, it's going to be live action, but I think they'll have...
Live action!
Turtle Man. No, I think it's going to be a live action movie.
Is that the only pumpkin you have?
No, there's pumpkins all over the house. There's one right over there. What's that one?
There's the big boy. Yeah, why is that not outside?
It's too early to put the pumpkins outside.
What are you talking about?
Because between the squirrels and the teenagers, the pumpkins won't make it to Halloween.
You got a problem with teenage squirrels?
Oh, they're the worst. Don't cry. Don't raise your eyes. It's only Teenage Squirrel Wasteland. They're all wasted, if you ask me. It's going to be a CGI movie, but live action. And they say, don't worry, Tom and Jerry will be silent. Because if the cat, like, there's a couple episodes where they talk and it kind of takes you out of things. The best Tom and Jerry that they never show is the one where it starts off where Tom is going to commit suicide. This was on like every other morning when we were kids. Tom's girlfriend leaves him and for a much richer cat. So he decides he's going to end his life by throwing himself in front of a train. And Jerry...
That's pretty gruesome.
Yeah, and Jerry's just like...
Go ahead.
Poor, stupid Tom.
Go ahead.
He fell in love with this girl, and then he tells the story.
Lindsay Buckingham.
Right? And then he's like telling the story about how this woman just totally made a fool of him, and now look at him. He's about to end his life. What a dope. And then he's like, if only Tom had a girl as true as mine was. And then little Jerry looks, and his wife is a convertible with another richer mouse. And then the mouse is like, move over, pal. And they have a suicide pact. And that's how the cartoon ends. I'm dead serious.
Huh.
It was on every, you know, when Tom and Jerry was on in the morning when you went to school, and then in the afternoon when you came back.
Was that the last one they ever did?
I don't think that. It should be. Canonically, that would make sense if they had done it that way. My girl loves me with every ounce. I remember this so vividly, thinking, holy, they're killing themselves. And the cat's like, the mouse is like, my girl loves me with every inch of her true blue ever-loving heart. And then he looks, and she's totally cheating on him. He's like, okay, I'm gonna end my life.
I met someone new, Jerry.
Ollie loves me.
Finally, number five.
Number five.
The Mega Millions and Powerball lotteries are now have a combined jackpot of more than $1 billion.
So this is something I should get in on.
If you were to win both, you would win $1 billion.
That means I have to play both, or is there a combo?
You do. The Mega Millions now has a new record of $667 million. Estimated cash value of $380 million after no one claimed the jackpot on Tuesday. So, between the Mega Millions and the Powerball, it's $1 billion in prizes. The previous Mega Millions record was $656 million. That happened back in March of 2012, shared by winners from Kansas, Illinois, and Maryland. That's going to do it for your top five things. I do have a text to do, but go ahead and
yes,
do
okay.
Let me forget, we got a birthday party.
I'll mention this, that the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, a tailgate, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event, Capriati's is sure to be a hit. If you're there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it.
Settle down, man. Settle down.
Oh, Mr. Wonderful.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I do have a couple of texts I wanted to read. I got started here with a birthday barn. This is from the 309 area code. It says, once again, I dropped the ball and forgot to have you guys tell my boyfriend happy birthday. On your next show, will you tell Tim the Turtle happy belated birthday, please? And let him know that his belated birthday present, the Yank, is on its way.
Nice. You know what?
That's from Kitty.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You're at that fun age where you don't need to touch me anymore. I'm going to get you a Yank. It's on the way.
A lot of you sent me this, sent us, but I think more to me, because this is a viewpoint that I've expressed some displeasure with. There was an article in The Onion recently. U.S. citizens, we love it when things taste like other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know that drives me crazy.
Yes, I know.
Apparently that's also a sore spot with some people at The Onion. Lots of links to stories that we will share with you tomorrow. 309 texting in saying, hey, I want you to know My wife drugged me to a Matchbox 20 concert a few years ago. Goo Goo Dolls opened for them.
Yeah.
Lead singer looked like he had work done on his face and the swelling never went down.
Looks weird.
So confirmation.
Looks weird.
Now, is it Burt Show weird?
Yes.
Does he look altered like Burt Show looks weird?
Yes. Kind of like Mickey Rourke weird.
Oh, that's unfortunate, too. Like Tara Reid weird?
Well, her chest, anyway.
Has she had any work done on her face? Tara
Probably.
Reid? I hope not. That makes me sad. That's gonna.
She also kind of had that voice.
Ah! Who's that?
Tara Reid.
Well, yeah, but...
and not and when she was sober, even.
Yeah, right.
Even then, she kind of had that.
We're all very fond of her, very free-spirited. That's going to do it for this installment of the Top 5 Things. We'll have another episode for you tomorrow, I believe.
I'm dating Willis Reed.
Until we get a chance to do it free, then hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities, rep the spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
It's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.